The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In relation to eternal salvation, what is assurance and why is it required? Is it possible to be absolutely certain about eternal salvation? Hello, friend. We welcome you to Grace in Focus. This is our radio broadcast and podcast, and it's a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society when you go to our website, faithalone.org. There we have many hundreds of articles about the free grace position, which you can access and read for free. And also we have an online seminary, which right now is application time if you want to begin studying with us in the fall. You can find the particulars for our seminary at gesseminary.org. And our general website is faithalone.org. Now here are today's discussion leaders, Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Bob, welcome back to Grace in Focus, and we're going to continue our series on your book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. And today we're going to start talking about Chapter 2, Assaults on Assurance. What do you mean by assurance? Because sometimes people, they may have a different meaning of what is meant by assurance.
Yeah, I have a section in this chapter where I talk about this is actually part of the assault on assurance is what is it? My understanding, and I'm convinced this is what the Lord Jesus and his apostles taught, is that assurance is certainty. If I'm assured something is true, I am convinced and persuaded and certain that it is true. Now, most people in Christianity, when they use assurance, they mean some level of confidence. Like, for example, let's say that there are 100 million lottery tickets sold. You happen to have spent $1 million buying 1 million lottery tickets. Well, your odds of winning, if there were 100 million total, would be 1 in 100 or 1%. But let's say you had 50 million out of the 100 million, your odds would be 50-50. Or you might have 90 million, your odds would be 90%. Well, that's people's view of assurance. They would say, you don't have all the lottery tickets, you're not certain, but you have enough that you're confident. But your confidence can shift. If you have an argument with your spouse, oops, it just dropped to 20%. You know, if you've pastored and you just preached a great sermon, it might be 95%. But if you've just gotten in road rage and you've jumped out of your car and gotten with a fight with somebody, it's down to 1%. If you're sent to jail, it might go way down. So people's assurance is going to fluctuate. But that's not what the scriptures say. For example, when Jesus is talking to Martha in John 11, 25 to 27, and he gives two statements of eternal security, that the believer is going to be glorified, absolutely guaranteed, mm-hmm. and absolutely glorified. He who lives and believes in me is never going to die spiritually. He's got everlasting life. He's secure forever. When he asks Martha, do you believe this? She says, yes, Lord, and she explains why. And he doesn't correct her. He doesn't say, well, wait a minute, you don't know mm-hmm. that for sure. You sound like you're certain. You don't know that. Of course, Paul in Philippians talks about several of his co-workers whose names are written in the book of life. Well, they're sure they're mm-hmm. saved because they're in the book of life. In Luke 10:20, Jesus said, don't rejoice the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Again, these are statements of eternal security. Their names are in the book of life. So we have in Scripture the certainty of everlasting life. And I would argue anything we're assured of, we're certain. If I'm assured that 2 plus 2 is 4, I'm certain 2 plus 2 is 4. If I'm assured that gravity exists, I am certain that gravity exists. If I'm assured that George Washington was the first president, I'm certain that George Washington was first president. Same thing with the deity of Christ, with Jesus being born in Bethlehem, with Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, with Jesus rising from the dead. I'm certain of all those things.
So anything less than 100% certainty is not assurance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even put a percentage on certainty because, you know, there aren't degrees of certainty. You're either certain or you're uncertain. Although I've used that expression, 100% sure, 100% certain. But even that's a misnomer because you're either certain. There's no expansion on sure or certain. I remember a guy who got a doctorate from Dallas Seminary around the time I did saw an article where I spoke of certainty as like, I'm just as sure that I have everlasting life as 2 + 2 = 4. And he wrote an article and said there are 4 types of certainty. And the highest level of certainty is mathematical certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a historical certainty, and then you have a legal certainty, and then you have a religious or moral certainty. And he said the least level of certainty is the type of certainty we find in the Bible, the moral certainty. Absolute certainty is mathematical and scientific to some degree. I think he had scientific as one of the categories. And then a lesser certainty would be historical and then legal, and then the least would be the kind of certainty we have in the Bible. And I was like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because it would seem to me if Jesus says something, I'm certain.
I'm certain.
I used to see this slogan all the time in Southern Baptist churches in the South. God said it. I believe it. That settles it.
Yeah.
And my response is, that's got one layer too many.
Mm-hmm.
God said it. That settles it. Whether I believe it or not.
The Grace Evangelical Society Seminary, GES Seminary, is getting ready for the 2024 fall semester. All classes are online, and we are now ready to receive your application. GESseminary.org is where you apply, and if you want to begin study this fall, we must receive your application by July 29th. That's GESseminary.org. Classroom size is limited, so let us hear from you soon. Apply now. GESseminary.org.
Jesus said it. That settles it.
Yeah.
If I believe it, I get the benefit of what is promised.
Mm-hmm.
But whether I believe it or not, the promise is true.
Still true.
Whoever believes in him has everlasting life. So assurance is certainty.
And how does this relate? So certainty and assurance, what does that matter with the gospel offer?
Well, ultimately what it means is that, as Calvin said, assurance is of the essence of saving faith. And what that means is, until you are persuaded or convinced or believe or are certain that you have everlasting life that can't be lost by faith in Jesus, you've not yet believed it. So let's say someone believes that Jesus is God and he died on the cross for my sins and he rose bodily from the dead and I'm saved for now. And I would put an emphasis on the for now.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to keep it, well, I've got to persevere in faith and good works. And if I don't persevere, then I will lose my salvation. Well, that person doesn't yet believe John 3:16. Because John 3:16 says the moment anyone, whoever, believes in him, at that moment they'll never perish, they have everlasting life. There's no time requirement that I've got to believe in him for my whole life. And so people who believe that you can lose it haven't believed the promise. And people believe that you don't have it yet. I've read lots of people who say, well, in John 3:16, it's a present tense,
mm-hmm.
whoever believes in him. Well, actually, it's a present articular participle or a participle with a noun. And it's really the believing one or the one who has believed. And the moment that I believe, I'm in that category of the believer. John the Baptist is called habaptizon, the baptizing one, but he hasn't baptized anybody in 2,000 years, but he's still the Baptist. If you stop believing, you'd still be hapistuon, the believer, because you've believed in him. And once you believe in him, you're never going to perish. That's why Jesus can say, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and the one who lives and believes in me shall never die. Once I believe in Jesus, if I'm a living human being, I'm never going to die.
So assurance can be lost, but you're saying the everlasting life that you get can never be lost.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can lose your assurance by stopping believing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't lose the life that you get by believing. And of course, a lot of people think that's hooey, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people think that's easy believism. They call it cheap grace. They have all kinds of names for it. What I call it is unbelief. Because Jesus was making an amazing promise that he who believes in me has everlasting life, John 6:47. And he said, you'll never hunger, you'll never thirst, you'll never die, you'll never perish, you'll never be cast out. All of those are true. And until a person believes that, they're not yet born again. What this means is that a lot of people in Christianity are not yet born again because they've not yet believed that by faith in Jesus, they're secure forever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that's not fair,
right,
because they think good Christian people should make it. And God's not picky. He's not going to require us to believe some exactly right thing.
Yeah. Or they think that if someone knows for sure they're going to heaven because of what Jesus promised, they're now going to go out and live like the devil and do a lot of terrible things because they know they can get away with it.
Right. A lot of people would say, actually, what I'm saying mm-hmm. is heresy, because you can't get to heaven unless you persevere.
Right.
And so in their view, what it means to believe in Jesus is to be committed to him, to follow him, to obey him, to persevere in him.
But what you're saying is, if a person doesn't have assurance of everlasting life, then they're not believing Jesus' promise.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean they've never believed it in the
yeah.
past.
They
may have believed
it in
the past.
Believing
they're
it.
Not currently believing it. But let's put it this way. In my estimation, if I had to guess, because like in my experience of talking with people about these issues over 50-plus years, my experience is that in Christianity today, well over 90% of the people do not believe that by faith in Jesus, they're secure forever. So well over 90% don't believe it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you what percentage of the 2.3 billion people who claim to be Christians or profess to be Christians are born again. I would even say there are people who are not professing Christians who are born again. In other words, there are people who today are Buddhists or Hindus or Muslims or even agnostics or atheists who have fallen away from the faith, but yet they're still born again because they believed in Jesus. I mean, we do know from Matthew 7:13-14, the way is narrow that leads to life and few find it. But we really don't know exactly what that means in terms of percentages. Jesus doesn't lay out a percentage there. I would say it's likely that the majority of people have never believed and won't believe, but as far as is that 60%, 70%, I don't know.
But we can take comfort that God knows who has believed, and he'll never forget anyone who's ever believed.
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll continue this discussion on assurance on future episodes. But remember, keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On our next episode, more about assurance. Is assurance a possible outcome of faith? Or is it actually the object of faith? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.